Okay, this is section 3, the third MP3 reading for William, the technician Q&A. I got this from hamelmer.com/assets/docs/tech/2010element2compact Q&A.pdf. So if you wanted to follow along, you could always do that. Might be a good thing. Okay, we are on page 12, just starting page 12. What is the function of component 2 in figure T1? You'll have to look at the figure in that document. It turns out it's to control the flow of current. What is the following? Which of the following is a common use of a coaxial cable? To carry RF signals between a radio and an antenna. Let's go down and look at figure T1 for that one question here. Figure T1, component 2. Component 2 is the bipolar junction transistor. And when you turn on the bipolar junction transistor, current flows through from the battery, component 4, through component 2 to ground. So that's what's going on there. Go back up to where we were. What is the function of a product detector to detect CW and SSB signals, or demodulate CW and SSB signals? And detect is another word for demodulate. What type of receiver is shown in figure T6? And that's a single conversion super heterodyne receiver. What is the function of a mixer in a super heterodyne receiver? To shift the incoming signal to an intermediate frequency. A mixer shifts the incoming signal to an intermediate frequency. What circuit is pictured in figure T7 if block 1 is a frequency discriminator? That makes it an FM receiver. What is the function of block 1 if figure T4 is a simple CW transmitter? Oscillator. What device makes the output of a low-powered 28 MHz single sideband exciter and produces a 222 MHz output signal? Transverter. If figure T5 represents a transceiver in which a block 1 is the transmitter portion of the block and block 3 is the receiver portion of the block, what is the function of block 2? A transmit-receive switch. Which of the following circuits combines a speech processor and an RF carrier? A modulator. Which of the following circuits is most useful for VHF weak signal communications? A multimode VHF transceiver. Which device increases the low power output from a handheld transceiver? An RF power amplifier. Which of the following circuits demodulates FM signals? A discriminator. Which term describes the ability of a receiver to discriminate between multiple signals? Selectivity. Where is an RF preamplifier installed? Between the antenna and receiver. can you do if you are told your FM handheld or mobile transceiver is over deviating? Talk further away from the microphone. What is meant by fundamental overload in reference to a receiver? Interference caused by very strong signals. What is the following, or which of the following may be a cause of radio frequency interference? Fundamental overload, harmonics, spurious emissions. All of these choices are correct. What is the most likely cause of interference to a telephone from a nearby transmitter? The telephone is inadvertently acting as a radio receiver. What is a logical first step when attempting to cure radio frequency interference problem in a nearby telephone? Install an RF filter at the telephone. What should you do if someone tells you that your transmissions are interfering with their radio or TV reception? Make sure that your station is operating properly and that it does not cause interference to your own television. Which of the following may be useful in correcting a radio frequency interference problem? Snap-on ferrite chokes, low-pass and high-pass filters, band reject and band-pass filters. All of these choices are correct. What should you do if a Park 15 device in your neighbor's home is causing harmful interference to your amateur station? Work with your neighbor to identify the offending device. Politely inform your neighbor about the rules that require him to stop using the device if it causes interference. Check your station and make sure it meets all the standards of good amateur practice. All of these choices are correct. What could be happening if another operator reports a variable pitched whine on the audio from your mobile transmitter? Noise from the vehicle's electrical system is being transmitted along with your speech audio. What might be the problem if you receive a report that your signal through the repeater is distorted or unintelligible? Your transmitter may be slightly off frequency, your batteries may be running low, you could be in a bad location. All of these choices are correct. What is a symptom of RF feedback in a transmitter or transceiver? Reports of garbled, distorted, or unintelligible transmissions. What does the acronym BER mean when applied to digital communication systems? Bit error rate. What is the primary purpose of a dummy load? To prevent radiation of signals when making tests. Which of the following instruments can be used to determine if an antenna is resonant at the desired operating frequency? An antenna analyzer. What, in general terms, is standing wave ratio, SWR? A measure of how well a load is matched to a transmission line. What reading on an SWR meter indicates a perfect impedance match between the antenna and the feed line? 1:1. What is the approximate SWR value above which the protection circuits in most solid-state transmitters begin to reduce transmitter power? 2:1. What does an SWR reading of 4:1 mean? An impedance mismatch. What happens to power lost in a feed line? It's converted to heat. What instrument, other than an SWR meter, could you use to determine if a feed line and antenna are properly matched? A directional wattmeter. Which of the following is the most common cause for failure of coaxial cables? Moisture, contamination. Why should the outer jacket of coaxial cable be resistant to ultraviolet light? Ultraviolet light can damage the jacket and allow water to enter the cable. What is the disadvantage of air cored coaxial cable when compared to foam or solid dielectric types? It requires special technique to prevent water absorption. Which instrument would you use to measure electric potential or electromotive force? A voltmeter. What is the correct way to connect a voltmeter to a circuit in parallel with the circuit? How is an ammeter usually connected in a circuit in series with the circuit? Which instrument is used to measure electric current? An ammeter. Which instrument is used to measure resistance? An ohmmeter. Which of the following might damage a multimeter? Attempting to measure voltage when using the resistance setting. Which of the following measurements are commonly made using a multimeter? Voltage and resistance. Which of the following types of solder is best for radio and electronic use? Rosin core solder. What is the characteristic impedance of a cold solder joint? A grainy or dull surface. What is probably happening when an ohmmeter connected across a circuit initially indicates a low resistance and then shows increasing resistance over time? The circuit contains a large capacitor. Which of the following precautions should be taken when measuring circuit resistance with an ohmmeter? Ensure the circuit is not powered. Which of the following is a form of amplitude modulation? Single sideband. What type of modulation is most commonly used for VHF packet radio transmissions? FM. Which type of voice modulation is most often used for long distance or weak signal contacts on the VHF-UHF band? Single sideband. Which type of modulation is most commonly used for VHF-UHF voice repeaters? FM. Which of the following types of emissions has the narrowest bandwidth? CW. Which sideband is normally used for 10-meter HF, VHF, and UHF single sideband communications? Upper sideband. What is the primary advantage of single sideband over FM for voice transmissions? Single sideband signals have narrower bandwidth. SSB signals have narrower bandwidth. SSB is the same as single sideband. What is the approximate bandwidth of a single sideband voice signal? 3 kilohertz. What is the approximate bandwidth of a VHF repeater FM phone signal? Between 5 and 15 kilohertz.
What's a kilohertz?
That's 1,000. Kilo means 1,000, right?
Yeah.
And a hertz is a cycle per second. What is the typical bandwidth of analog fast scan TV transmissions on the 70 centimeter band? About 6 megahertz. What is the approximate maximum bandwidth required to transmit a CW signal? 150 hertz. Who may be the control operator of a station communicating through an amateur satellite or space station? Any amateur whose license privileges allow them to transmit on the satellite uplink frequency. How much transmitter power should be used on the uplink frequency of an amateur satellite or space station? The minimum amount of power needed to complete the contact. Which of the following can be done using an amateur radio satellite? Talk to amateur radio operators in other countries. Which amateur stations may make contact with an amateur station on the International Space Station using amateur radio frequencies? Any amateur holding a technician or higher class license.
There's no lower class than technician.
Well, there's the novice class, which is lower than technician, but you can't get it anymore. Some people still have novice licenses that they got before they discontinued it.
Really?
I think so. What is a satellite beacon? A transmission from a space station that contains information about a satellite. What can be used to determine the time period during which an amateur satellite or space station can be accessed? A satellite tracking program. What is Doppler shift? A change in frequency caused by the motion of the transmitting station. What is meant by the statement that a satellite is operating in the mode UV, U/V? The satellite uplink is in the 70 centimeter band, and the downlink is in the 2 meter band. You can remember that because the first letter is U for UHF, and the second letter is V for VHF. So the first one is the uplink, U, UHF, downlink, V, VHF. What causes spin fading when referring to satellite signals? Rotation of the satellite and its antennas. What do the initials LEO tell you about an amateur satellite? The satellite is in a low Earth orbit. What is a commonly used method of sending signals to and from a digital satellite? FM packet. Which of the following modes is used to locate sources of noise, interference, or jamming? Radio direction finding. Which of these items would be useful for a hidden transmitter hunt? A directional antenna.
So, like, what, they had a hidden transmitter hunt?
Yeah, they had one. We missed it because I was sick. I'm sure you would have loved to go. I was going to send you and Aria if you wanted to, but Nima and Papa were here, and so it seemed like a good thing to just let it go.
Yeah, I was pretty sad to remember it. I forgot about it.
Well, if you get your license, maybe you can have one.
We don't have one always.
Oh, but we could just set one up.
Just for me, Aria, though.
Oh, well, JD and whoever else. Anyway, back to this. What popular operating activity involves contacting as many stations as possible during a specific period of time? Contesting. Which of the following is good procedure when contacting another station in a radio contest? Send only the minimum information needed for proper identification and the contest exchange. What is a grid locator? A letter number designator assigned to a geographic location. For what purposes is a temporary 1x1 format letter number letter call sign assigned? For operations in conjunction with an activity of special significance to the amateur community. What is the maximum power allowed when transmitting telecommand signals to radio-controlled models? 1 watt. What is required in place of an on-air station identification when sending signals to a radio control model using amateur frequencies? A label indicating the licensee's call sign and address must be affixed to the transmitter. You see, if you stop to send your call sign while you're trying to control your RC airplane, you know what happens? It crashes while you're sending your call sign instead of controlling it.
Why?
Because it takes time to send your call sign.
I guess you're talking to it. You're controlling it.
Yep. So you don't have to do that, but you have to put your licensee's call sign and address on the transmitter. How must you obtain a list of active nodes that use VOIP from a repeater directory? How do you select a specific IRLP node when using a portable transceiver? Use the keypad to transmit the IRLP node ID. What name is given to an amateur radio station that is used to connect other amateur stations to the internet? A gateway. Which of the following is an example of a digital communications method? Packet, PSK31, MFSK. All of these choices are correct. What does the term APRS mean? Automatic Position Reporting System. Which of the following is normally used when sending a automatic location report via amateur radio? A global positioning system receiver. Which type of transmission is indicated by the term NTSC? An analog fast scan color TV signal. Which of the following emission modes may be used by a technician class operator between 219 and 220 megahertz? Data. What does the abbreviation PSK mean? Phase shift keying. What is PSK31? A low data or low rate data transmission mode. What is included in packet transmission? A checksum which permits error detection. A header which contains the call sign to the station to which the information is being sent. Automatic repeat and request in case of error. All of these are correct. Which digital code is used when sending CW in the amateur band? Morse.
Morse code.
Which of the following can be used to transmit CW in the amateur band? A straight key, an electronic keyer, a computer keyboard. All of these choices are correct. What is a parity bit? An extra code element used to detect errors in received data. What is a beam antenna? An antenna that concentrates signal in one direction. Which of the following is true regarding vertical antennas? The electric field is perpendicular to the earth. Which of the following describes a simple dipole mounted so the conductor is parallel to the earth's surface? A horizontally polarized antenna. What is a disadvantage of the rubber duck antenna supplied with most handheld radio transceivers? It does not transmit or receive as effectively as a full-sized antenna. How would you change...
What's the rubber duck antenna?
What?
What's a rubber
That's like the little antenna that came on Mama's radio, you know, the little rubber one. It's a little fat, and it's kind of got coiled up wire inside it. Like mine and Aria's aren't using rubber ducks right now. They have this skinny wire going on.
The one I have, rubber duck?
Don't remember. I'll have to look. I don't think it's the rubber duck.
It's really,
but it's also not a full-sized antenna.
Is yours a full-sized?
No, mine's not a full-sized antenna, but it's still better than a rubber duck. Okay. How would you change a dipole antenna to make it resonant on a higher frequency? Shorten it. And by the way, it's not your radio unless you pass.
Oh.
I don't know. What type of antenna? What type of antennas are the quad, yayi, and dish?
They're directional.
Directional antennas. What is a good reason not to use a rubber duck antenna inside your car? Signals can be significantly weaker than when it is used outside the vehicle. What is the appropriate length in inches of a quarter wavelength vertical antenna for 146 megahertz? 19. What is the approximate length in inches of a 6 meter, one-half wavelength wire antenna? 112 inches. Now, you could figure that one out if you have thought about it, because it says it's a 6 meter antenna and it's one-half wavelength. So that would mean it's 3 meters long. So 3 meters is 3 times 39 inches, and that, let's see, 3 times 30 is 90, plus 3 times 9 is 27. 90 plus 27 is 117 inches, and they have 112, which is pretty close to 117 inches.
The listeners have a question, Daddy.
Yes, what is the question?
They all want to know what you can take in for the test.
I think you have to take your identification, your $15, and I think you can use a calculator. And if you have a handicap, you know, they can read the questions to you or something like that.
You have to clear your head.
Yep. Okay, in which direction is the radiation strongest from a half-wave dipole in free space? Broadside to the antenna. What is meant by the gain of an antenna? The increase in signal strength in a specified direction when compared to a reference antenna. Why is it important to have a low SWR in an antenna system that uses coaxial cable feed line? To use the efficient transfer of power and to allow the efficient transfer of power and reduce losses. What is the impedance of the most commonly used coaxial cable in typical amateur radio installations? 50 ohms. Why is coaxial cable used more often than any other feed line for amateur radio antenna systems? It is easy to use and requires few special installation considerations. What does an antenna tuner do? It matches the antenna system impedance to the transceiver's output impedance. What generally happens as the frequency of a signal passing through a coaxial cable is increased? The loss increases. Which of the following connectors is most suitable for frequencies above 400 megahertz? A type N connector. Which of the following is true of the PL259 type coax connectors? They are commonly used at HF frequencies. Why should coax connectors exposed to the weather be sealed against water intrusion? to prevent an increase in the feline loss. What might cause erratic changes in SWR readings? A loose connection in an antenna or a feed line? What is the electrical difference, or what electrical difference exists between the smaller RG58 and the larger RG8 coaxial cables? RG8 cable has less loss at a given frequency. Which of the following types of feed line has the lowest loss at VHF and UHF? Air insulated hard line. Which is a commonly accepted value for the lowest voltage that can cause a dangerous electric shock? 30 volts. How does the current flowing through the body cause a health hazard? By heating tissue, it disrupts the electrical functions of cells. It causes involuntary muscle contractions. All of the choices are correct. What is connected to a green wire in a three-wire electrical AC plug? Safety ground.
Daddy, what page number are we on?
15.
And how many pages are there? Let's have a quick
18. Lines. What? What is the purpose of a fuse in an electrical circuit? To interrupt power in case of overload. Why is it unwise to install a 20-amp fuse in place of a 5-ampere fuse? Excessive current could cause a fire. What is a good way to guard against electrical shock at your station? Use three-wire cords and plugs for all AC-powered equipment. Connect all AC-powered station equipment to a common safety ground. Use a circuit protected by a ground fault interrupter. All of these choices are correct. Which of these precautions should be taken when installing devices for lightning protection in a coaxial cable feed line? Ground all of the protectors to a common plate, which is in turn connected to an external ground. What is one way to recharge a 12-volt lead-acid station battery if the commercial power is out? Connect the battery to a car's battery and run the engine. What kind of hazard is presented by a conventional 12-volt storage battery? Explosive gas can collect if not properly vented. What can happen if a lead-acid storage battery is charged or discharged too quickly? The battery could overheat and give off flammable gas or explode. Which of the following is a good practice when installing ground wires on a tower for lightning protection? Ensure the connections are short and direct. What kind of hazard might exist in a power supply when it is turned off and disconnected? You might receive an electric shock from stored charge in large capacitors. What safety equipment should always be included in a home-built equipment that is powered from 120-volt AC circuits? A fuse or circuit breaker in series with the AC hot conductor. When should members of a tower work team wear a hard hat and safety glasses?
Always.
At all times when any work is being done on the tower. What is a good precaution to observe before climbing an antenna tower? Put on a climbing harness and safety glasses. Under what circumstances is it safe to climb a tower without a helper or observer? Never. Which of the following is an important safety precaution to observe when putting up an antenna tower?
So, Daddy, is that an FCC rule that you're supposed to...
It's just asking you what is safe. It doesn't say you can't do it.
Well, good.
Which of the following is an important safety precaution to observe when putting up an antenna tower? Look for and stay clear of any overhead electrical wires. What is the purpose of a gin pole? To lift tower sections or antennas. What is the minimum safe distance from a power line to allow when installing an antenna? So that if the antenna falls unexpectedly, no part of it can come closer than 10 feet to the power line. Which of the following is an important safety rule to remember when using a crank-up tower? This type of tower must never be climbed unless it is in the full retracted position.
Daddy, you climbed it without it being in a full retracted position.
What is considered to be a proper grounding method for a tower? Separate 8-foot-long ground rods for each tower leg, bonded to the tower and each other. Why should you avoid attaching an antenna to a utility pole? The antenna could contact high voltage power wires. Which of the following is true concerning grounding conductors used for lightning protection? Sharp bends must be avoided. Which of the following establishes grounding requirements for an amateur radio tower or antenna? Local electrical codes. What type of radiation are VHF and UHF radio signals? Non-ionizing radiation. Which of the following frequencies has the lowest maximum permissible exposure limit? 50 megahertz. What is the maximum power level that an amateur radio station may use at frequencies above 30 megahertz before an RF exposure evaluation is required? 50 watts PEP at the antenna. What factors affect the RF exposure of people near an amateur station antenna? Frequency and power level of the RF field, distance from the antenna to a person, radiation pattern of the antenna. All of these answers are correct. Why do exposure limits vary with frequency? The human body absorbs more RF energy at some frequencies than at others. Which of the following is an acceptable method to determine that your station complies with FCC RF exposure regulations?
There's regulations actually for these.
Exposure. Mm-hmm.
Really?
By calculation based on FCC OET Bulletin 6-5.
So you'll get a free slip if you don't follow.
Possibly. By calculation based on computer modeling. By measurement of field strength using calibrated equipment. All of these answers are correct. What could happen if a person accidentally touched your antenna while you were transmitting? They might receive a painful RF burn. Which of the following actions might amateur operators take to prevent exposure to RF in excess of FCC's supplied limit? Relocate antennas.
Daddy,
okay, now what's your question?
You know, with touch you're going to get antenna. So does that mean, so if I walk up while you're transmitting in touch, the part of the base of the antenna?
You might get a painful RF burn, yes. Oh my. How can you make sure your station stays in compliance with RF safety regulations? By reevaluating the station whenever an item of equipment is changed. What is duty cycle, or why is duty cycle one of the factors used to determine safe RF radiation exposure levels? It affects the average exposure of people to radiation. What is meant by duty cycle when referring to RF exposure? The ratio of on time to off time of a transmitted signal. And that, my friends, is the end of the question pool. If you know all of those, you will pass the exam. Again, this was taken from let's see what it says at the beginning. HamElmer.com, Technician Q&A in compact form, valid from July 1, 2010 to June
30, 2014. And if this was read
by Paul Guido. N5IUT. This was read by Rob Frony, KL7NA, and assisted by William Frony, hopefully a future ham. Bye.
Have a great time.